This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast, where I normally read a 100 word story or one of the regular deranged guest writers reads one. But it's Saturday, or as Elton John would call it. Hold on, let me check here. I don't get it. Maybe it's a British thing. Anyway, on Saturday, we queue up the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and then challenge you, the loyal listening audience, to use that funky padded thing on the end of your headphones to record your own stories. Of course, for those of you who don't have one of those, the trained perverted midget I keep in the basement can always record the story for you. So, let's see. What was the topic? Horse racing, because the Preakness is today or something. Well, let's see what we've got here. 8 stories to choose from. Way to go, folks. Good job. I was hoping that this podcast wouldn't fade into oblivion like all the others, but it looks like you all came through. Wait, hold on. Who's going to go first? I guess we ought to start with the winner of last week's weekly challenge, and according to the number of votes, we've got Erica of the Garden Spot blog. Way to go, Erica. So here's Erica of the Garden Spot blog and her story about horse racing.
Standing with the other mothers, she watched their offspring playing. Like any youngsters their age, they seemed to delight in nothing more complicated than dashing around in circles. To the casual observer, it looked like a chaotic game of tag, impossible to tell who was it, or if, indeed, there even was an it. Regardless, they were having fun and getting a good workout to boot. She had retired from a lucrative, successful career a few years ago to start a family. Not that she thought of it that way. Racehorses don't have much of a say in their lives, after all.
That was Erica of the Garden Spot blog. Because in fertile minds, ideas grow. Although, lay off the bong full of Miracle-Gro, okay? Once we get the winner out of the starting gate, we then turn to all the first-timers. And we've got a rookie here by the name of PJ from No Deep Thoughts. Let's hear it, PJ.
Paula loved everything about horse racing. When she was a small girl, she often accompanied her drunken, gambling, addicted father to the horse track. She enjoyed the thrill of the races and the roar of the crowds. Later, as a teen, she found comfort spending time around the stables. Yes, Paula loved everything about jockeys, too. She enjoyed the thrill of, well, no need to go there. One day, just for fun, Paula did an image Google search for sexy jockeys. And what do you suppose that famous search engine turned up? Her jockeys and the horses they rode in on.
That was PJ of No Deep Thoughts. Was this part of your therapy? I'm just asking. And now it's time for the story by Chris of Gradual Dazzle. Wait, hold on a second here. Oh, this one was in WAV format, not MP3. I saved it with the wrong extension. Hold on, folks. Okay, there. Here we go.
I wandered around the facility in dazed silence. This isn't at all what I wanted it to be like, I thought. I had been one of those horse-crazy girls all my life. I'd read every Walter Farley Black Stallion novel, and I knew the racing world inside and out. While I was in college, a racetrack was built in a nearby metropolis. At my first opportunity, I scurried over to enjoy my first real live horse race. It wasn't Churchill Downs, but was the best I could do. Imagine my surprise to be surrounded not by magnificent thoroughbreds, but wagering drunks.
I think I liked it better in WAV format, don't you? Well, okay. How about another one here? We've got Tommy from Striving for Average. Take it away, Tommy.
It's one of the things I remember most from childhood. My mother insisted, if it was going to happen, we were going to see it. Even if seeing it meant watching it on TV, we walked over to my grandfather's house since he had the best TV, and I sat on the floor next to my sister and watched, because Mom told us it was important. I'm still not convinced that it was, other than we saw it as a family, but I distinctly remember watching the show and the words, "But Secretariat is all alone." I wasn't the only one impressed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy from Striving for Average. Oh, and I didn't mean to leave out any NSA agents tuning in. I swear, I have no idea where the missiles are. I checked my pants pockets twice. Come on. I think they fell out in the wash. Okay, in the next lane over here, we've got straight from the city that's had more wars fought over it than any other, is Rael of Elms in the Yard.
To Win the Race by Rachel Jasko, a story for Lauren Simon's 100-word stories project. She faced the jockey and poured the tea into his cup. "This is what you wanted," she said. "It will make you one with your horse. But there is something you should remember." "I don't care," he said, draining the cup. "I want to win this race, whatever it takes." She shrugged. His money was good, and he had come to her of his own free will, after all. She had wanted to warn him not to use the crop, but he wouldn't have listened to her anyway. He'd have an interesting time explaining those welts to his wife.
Thank you, Rael. And now, next is... Well, we all know what the music means. It's another tale from Ellison at Blogged Ellison. Take it away, Ellison!
Hello. Welcome to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This is my response to the fifth weekly challenge, the subject of which is horse racing. And today's story is Soylent Derby. The Preakness of 2047 was a smashing success yet again. The new rules had changed everything. Records were set every year. Wagers went through the roof, and race times went through the floor. The thoroughbreds ran as though their lives depended on it, which they had, ever since the great protein shortage of 2029. Beginning that year, losers were eaten. But things really started to get interesting in 2039. That was when they changed the rules again. If your horse lost, you lost too. Winner's circle or the loser's stew pot. And no jockey wanted to end up on someone's plate. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
That was Ellison of Blogged Ellison. You know, maybe I should put background music in my stories. We'll see. Okay, and last but not least, we've got... Hold on, let me check the list here. Oh, it's our resident peruser of the Necronomicon, Andrew Ian Dodge. Let's see what tales Andrew has come up with.
Four figures leaned on the bar, sipping their drinks, peering down on the finish line below.
This is a great idea, mate.
Yes, well, I think we shouldn't be stuck doing things the same way forever.
So which one you going for there?
Asked the larger of the four.
I think I want a larger horse than last time. Something many hands high, so number 13 will do me well, answered his shorter compatriot.
True, I think Seattle Slough will make a nice ride for the next millennia or two. And with that, the four horsemen concentrated on the race.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodge Blogium and Growing Old Disgracefully. That's his band in London, and the Temple of Dagon, and all sorts of sites. The list is in the margin of the archive site here. Well, that's it for the recordings people sent me. That just leaves one more, and it's Beck of Insight. Thanks, Beck. I'd better get the midget out of his cage. Beck! Beck! Keep your hands where I can see them. I'm going to slide the microphone over to you, okay, and here's the script, all right? Now read from there. Read at the red dot. Don't chew on it. God, why does he keep doing this to me?
Come on, he rasped. Come on, he beseeched. Come on, he moaned in quiet resignation. His shoulders slumped. He no longer had the will to get angry. He used to fly into great rages when his horses lost. Now he was resigned to defeat. He self-identified with one word. Loser. He wandered listlessly, curled uncomfortably within the all-embracing womb of his own misery. A comatose homeless man was relieved of his money. Not much. He went into a liquor store, shoplifted a pint of Jack, went to the counter, bought a pack of cigarettes, and stumbled into the night.
That was Beck from Insight, as read by a trained midget. Now wash up. The parole officer is coming tonight, and I don't want him thinking I'm abusing you. Get in there. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, so that's all the stories for this week. There wasn't one from Planet Z, thank God. Oh, no. Oh, crap. Well, there's another connection coming into my system, and it just, you know, I thought I'd change the firewall rules. Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the planet of insane bards, it's
Planet Z. In the not-so-distant future, a routine blood sample will be taken from a horse that will win the Triple Crown. It's meant for drug testing, but once the horse wins Belmont, the vet hands the blood over to his geneticist friend. Later that year, 12 identical foals gallop around an Oklahoma ranch. In 3 years, after winning nearly every race they've entered, the day of the Kentucky Derby arrives. The 12 horses aren't in it, though. They've been processed into identical dog food, glue, and leather products. Identical terminal heart conditions. I guess DNA sequencing is harder than picking trifectas.
I didn't realize they had Mike Oldfield albums on Planet Z. Well, there you have it. 9 stories about horse racing, all in 100 words. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories. A jerb well done. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. Until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite story from this week. Listen to over 600 other stories in the archives, stretching back about a year. You can leave your comments on your favorite stories, or you can click on those obnoxious ads in the right-hand margin. Oh, right, like Eric Umansky and Tammy Bruce and Austin Bay need any more advertising. Anyone see a Zoltar sitting around? I wish I were big. I wish I were big. Wait, there's an email. No, wait, not that kind of big. Okay, thanks for listening, folks, and tune in next week for the next weekly challenge. Good night, God bless, and download safely.